A man from Jonesboro was arrested Wednesday in Lawrence County. Dakota Riley Timms was arrested on charges of aggravated assault, aggravated residential burglary, and second-degree battery. Charges stem from an assault with injuries that took place at a residence in Walnut Ridge back in September of 2025. Timms is being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. A man from Thornfield was sentenced to prison for stealing. 45-year-old Shane Lynn Worthy was sentenced to 11 years in prison for stealing $25,000 or more. He entered an Alford plea earlier this year and was sentenced last week. The Missouri Highway Patrol Troop G reports three felony arrests. 67-year-old James Hawkins of Licking was arrested for felony property damage, felony leaving the scene of an accident, felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor DWI drugs, misdemeanor careless and imprudent driving resulting in a motor vehicle crash, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to Texas County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. 48-year-old Angela Briggs of Hartshorne was arrested Wednesday on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to Texas County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. And 35-year-old Maria Entz of Springfield was arrested Thursday on a charge of felony possession of a controlled substance. She was taken to Wright County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A man was arrested for forgery and theft in Lawrence County on Wednesday. Aaron Douglas Riviera was arrested on a charge of first-degree forgery and theft of property. He was taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center. A woman from Mississippi was arrested in Sharp County on Wednesday. 20-year-old Zakiya Walker was arrested on a charge of possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, possession of a counterfeit controlled substance, endangering the welfare of a minor, DWI drugs, speeding, and failure to register a motor vehicle. She's being held in the Sharp County Detention Center. A woman was arrested in Lawrence County Wednesday on drug charges. Amy Kinney was arrested Wednesday, charged with possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance, no driver's license, tampering with the physical evidence, and theft by receiving. She's being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. A woman was injured in an accident west of Gainesville Thursday. The Highway Patrol reports the 57-year-old woman from Nixa suffered minor injuries when a vehicle driven by a 52-year-old man from Cedar Creek Township in Arkansas crossed the center line and hit the vehicle that she was driving. The accident happened on US 160, 7 miles west of Gainesville. As Reynolds County continues to recover from the historic flooding it received, authorities are investigating a suspected looting incident. According to the Reynolds County Sheriff's Office, authorities are trying to identify the owner of a vehicle that is wanted in connection with looting incident that occurred Tuesday evening at River's Edge Campground in Lesterville. Anyone with information regarding the vehicle, its owner, or its current location is asked to please contact the Reynolds County Sheriff's Office at 573-648-2491. The Arkansas Highway Commission announced improvement plans for fiscal year 2027 through 2030. Included in the plans are more passing lanes on Highway 62-412. The passing lanes are expected to be completed by 2029. The cost of the project in Baxter County is estimated at $5.7 million. A project is also scheduled to widen Highway 62-412 from Lake Norfolk going east 3.1 miles. This project will cost approximately $500,000. World Wars and the Ozarks is the topic for the fourth installment of Celebrating 250 Years of America in the Ozarks Conversation Series. It's free to attend and open to the public. It's scheduled to begin on Thursday, July 23rd at the Ozark Heritage Research Center located inside Garnett Library. Ozarka College is pleased to announce the appointment of Laura Lawrence as the college's new dean of student enrollment. Lawrence returns to Ozarka College after 7 years, bringing with her a wealth of experience in both higher education and secondary education. Prior to her time away, she dedicated 14 years to Ozarka College in enrollment services, where she played an integral part in supporting students throughout their educational journeys. During the past 7 years, Lawrence taught at two local high schools, gaining valuable insight into the unique challenges and opportunities that students face before entering college.